On today's show, we've got the very funny Devin Green, YouTube comedy sensation, best known for her videos as Brenda Dixon, Welcome to My Home, and Betty Bowers, America's Best Christian.
Hailing from the Great White North, Devin was a runway model, a competitive ice skater, and the first female voice for the Canadian Movie Phone.
Listen as we talk with Devin about what it's like being an outspoken, fierce new media diva in Hollywood, her hot husband, actor Joel Bryant, and doing comedy shows in men's prisons.
Plus, Devin shares her insights on becoming a comedy sensation on YouTube.
Did the Kabbalah religion destroy Madonna and Guy Ritchie's marriage, or was it Madonna's obsession with perfection?
A new website for Christian nymphomaniacs who just can't get enough of married monogamous sex.
And the deadliest reality TV show yet, Live Like You're Dying, produced by Survivor's Jeff Probst, takes the terminally ill on the last adventure of their life.
I'm Mark Billion.
I'm Fausto Fernos, and this is Feast of Fools. Show me the spam javelin. Feast of Fools is proud to be nominated for the Podcast Awards in the top category, People's Choice and Best GLBT Podcast.
Go to podcastawards.com and vote once every day until November 15th.
Voting starts Wednesday, October 23rd at midnight.
Vote, baby, vote.
Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fantastic listeners like you.
Thank you. This Gay Fun Show is also brought to you in part by Steamworks, Gym Sauna, and Bath.
Release the pressure!
Saca la presión.
Steamworks.
Steamworks is a comfortable and stylish place to meet other men, relax, work out, and play. Open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to men 18 and over in Berkeley, Chicago, Toronto, and now Seattle, Washington.
When you're ready to play, Steamworks is ready for you.
Visit steamworksonline.com and register to get a discount on your next visit. Enter Feast of Fools on the promo code field to get the special discount. And remember,
play hard, play smart.
Well, hello.
Hi, Devin Green.
Hi, Devin Green.
Thanks, talking about how great I am.
You are wonderful. Was that your movie phone voice when you answered the phone saying, hello?
I talk like that in real life. I'm very insincere. I think you all know that about me.
Well, you do insincere and condescending so very well. What is your inspiration for that?
My mother. No.
Really?
No, my parents are, they have no clue what's going on. They are floored. I showed them one of the videos. They still live in Canada. And my mom, she says, all I hear on the other end of the phone is, what is porn mouth? What's a vagine?
So what made you want to be attracted to Brenda Dixon? How did those whole videos, because those kind of launched you into YouTube celebrity?
You know, I gotta say, they completely changed my life, and honestly, for the better. I have met so many cool, fun people who dig that kind of humor. But my husband, you know, Joel Bryant, the actor. Yeah, he's amazing. And on top of it all, he's good looking.
Mm-hmm.
He forwarded me, because he thought, because I had done like characters in our live show, because Joel and I have a live comedy show together, and some we do impersonations, sometimes we do old school actresses, and he goes, this kind of has a bit of that Joan Crawford in it. And I looked at it and I'm like, not even Joan Crawford, that's crazy. And I know crazy, I'm looking at crazy, I smell it, I taste it looking at her. And I literally stopped everything that I was doing, and I was like, I know what she's thinking. I honestly, I didn't even know who she was.
Well, how'd you find this video, first of all?
Your husband showed it to you?
Somebody sent it to him, and he emailed it to me.
Because your husband sort of is involved. He's a Hollywood hunk actor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see him easily co-starring with Colin Farrell in some futuristic cop movie.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? I have to say, Joel's one of the few. He's actually as talented a dramatic actor as he is a comedian. We really, really have a great time doing our two-person live comedy duo together. But we're going to be starting to do our live comedy show, but based on Brenda. So I'll be in Brenda for the whole show.
You'll be Brenda for the whole show.
There'll be a slur along. There will be reenactments. There will be fashion faces.
Well, what is your relationship with Brenda? Because when I met you before,
let's explain who Brenda Dixon is in the first place.
Okay.
Well, to my understanding, she was a famous, she played a great character on The Young and Restless. She played Jill Abbott until I believe she was terminated. Then she went through a huge court case and ended up being incarcerated. And it just so happened...
She went to prison?
Yes.
For what?
Don't quote me on this.
Allegedly went to prison for...
I believe that she... there was some wranglings that she didn't vacate a premises which a court had decreed was no longer hers in a divorce.
Right.
I could be wrong. You know what? You have to look at her blog because I really, other than being hit with copyright infringement, I really don't have any relationship with her other than that horrendous missive she left on her website about me, that I must be a 300-pound ogre.
But you have to admit that actually your parody video of her made her back into sort of like an underground cult figure.
I hope she makes a fortune of it, because now, in like, for me to discover more about her, looking at her soap opera times, like her acting, she was a great character on the soaps.
I think she was a big character, but they said behind the scenes she was a nightmare to work with.
Oh, really?
She's been quoted because they've done actually TV specials on just how bad she is. And I think you can find those on YouTube too. Directors talking about how she was, you know, fine and people liked her, but she was just really, really rough on the backside.
Oh, well, as our listeners can attest from listening to interviews with past guests that used to be soap opera celebrities, that people who have fragile psyches get attracted to working in soap operas in the first place.
Really?
I would say so. And I guess like the Brenda Dixon Welcome to My Home is this video that a lot of these 80s soap opera stars put out, which was this sort of like video blog of the time.
You know what? I feel like it was an off that lifestyles of the rich and famous. Just look at my things. Is it any different than today's Cribs? You know, look at my shit. Look what I can buy with my money. These are my choices.
But, you know, Devin, you have to admit, though, there is a sort of like innocence about it, you know, that she's not aware of how bizarre she's coming across.
Well, I got to tell you, that is the whole point of it. You can't just... I'm doing essentially a parody on a parody, but she is so insulated in her own world. It's not like she's in on the joke. At that time, she really felt like she was giving good makeup tips. You know, she really felt like she was doing a service. I think Cheryl Ladd did one, that one from Welcome to My Face Off that I did, the one who had the cucumber that she didn't slice it. She takes the whole cucumber and puts it on.
Oh, yes. Donna Mills. I love that.
Donna Mills.
Donna Mills, right.
Where did those appear? Like, originally, were they like primetime television commercials or TV shows?
They must have been specials or released on VHS or something like that.
A lot of people don't remember how big VHS videos were in the 80s because we didn't have YouTube. We didn't have, you know, so when you bought that VHS deck, you also bought a membership to a video club, and you would go there and, hey, that looks interesting. Abs of Steel or Brenda Dixon, Welcome to My Home. And these videos are so wonderfully bad, you know. I mean, certainly Drew Barrymore did that wonderful parody on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, God, yeah. You know what? There was a ton of exercise videos, too, that are not just the fashion, but thinking that that form of exercise could change your body when they're clearly anorexic. <You know? laughs> They're truly, you know, so lines, I'm trying to get down to my birth weight of 5 pounds, 6 ounces.
There's the Brenda Dixon voice that comes out.
If I could, gentlemen, please do a very quick aside. I would like to congratulate you on your People's Choice Podcast Award in the top category of People's Choice and also Best GBLT Podcast.
Yay. Why, thank you.
I'm just going to assume that you're going
to win.
Waiting.
You've been holding back. You were like, I have to tell him that.
I appreciate that. You guys, I want everybody to know
you are our first interview after that award announcement.
And you are and there was no prompting whatsoever on that.
You had
the checks in the mail.
No, called me. I am really, really excited because here's the thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. You gentlemen have won it several years in award, right?
The GLBT.
The GLBT, 2 years now. This year, hopefully, will be the third. Yes. And I think we have a really good chance of taking the top prize.
Well, here's the thing. As with all conversations, I bring it back around to me. I'm an 11-time award-winning comedian, and so even though I've won so much, I still love people going, good job, Devin.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
What award did you win? What award did you win? You gave me your bio. It doesn't say that anywhere.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't being modest. I just like to say it in person.
Well, what's the name of the award?
Well, there were Sketch Comedy Awards in Los Angeles. There was Improv Awards. There was the Craig... the Craig...
It must be terribly intimidating to be doing stand-up comedy in Los Angeles. And you're also known as the Brenda Dixon lady.
You know what? Coming from Canada, I didn't realize that everybody had all these, if you're over 30 years old, or if you're a woman, or if you're heavy, or if you're thin, or if you don't look. I am so completely out of the...
Were you saying you were kind of naive?
I honestly had no clue that I was supposed to feel any of these things or have any of these peer pressure. I could really give a shit. Quite, you know, look, the bottom line is I don't take diet tips from fatties. I don't take financial advice from people who make less money than I do.
Well, you know, Susie Orman's best financial advice that she always gives to people.
What?
You just have to make more money.
And all your problems go away.
And I was like, Susie, that is such a good advice from a rich lesbian like you.
Right. That almost sounds like something that Betty Bowers would say. You know, I don't discuss figures. It says to say I'm a perfect size 4.
Now, Devin, what's your thoughts on Sarah Palin on Saturday Night Live because of the fact that you've imitated Brenda Dixon so much?
Right.
And you've kind of been like forcing. What went through your head when you saw Tina Fey and Sarah Palin almost touching each other? Like the good and evil universe Spock coming into contact?
Well, I really have to question. I honestly, when I saw it, I felt like she knew she wasn't going to win, so she's going to milk the teat of notoriety for as much as she can right now.
That's exactly what I thought, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's that she wants to be a conservative pundit on television.
Oh, yeah.
But she's just a dingbat, though, you know?
But does she represent the party?
Well, here's the thing.
She's
not
pretty.
Only do I not want her speaking on behalf of our country, I don't want her speaking on behalf of women. You know, I have to say, more than anything, especially coming from Canada, I find it ludicrous that there's only two political parties to represent all the many different voices that there are in America.
Yeah, it seems like we're kind of stuck with that, and that's probably what it's going to... It's been like that for the past 100 years.
Well, it's the problem of the winner-takes-all situation. Yeah. You have to get, like, what is it, 51% or something?
And the parties are so big and broad enough that they just absorb every other little tiny faction and things like that. But you grew up in not just Canada, but, like, the Arctic Circle.
That's right.
What is it like growing up in the Arctic Circle?
Well, here's the thing. If you don't know any different... you don't know what you're missing at all.
Because did you even have summer?
Well, we had, it was 20 hours of darkness in the winter and then 4 hours of twilight. And then in the summer, it's 20 hours of light and 4 hours of twilight. So any documentary that you see on polar bears, that's where I'm from. So I hadn't been on an elevator or an escalator till I was in my 20s. I had never heard of the Beatles till I was in my 20s. It's still like fast food. It's still only for very special occasions. It's only for special treats.
Well,
wow.
And now you live in a hot part of the country with a hot husband.
I know. Well, here's, I didn't know I was depressed until I moved to Los Angeles. I am so happy in the sunlight now.
Well, why did your parents raise you up? Why up there of all places in the world?
Well, my dad's an archaeologist, and up there they have loads of ore.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a nickel mine where I'm from. And, you know, now I can truly appreciate it because I've seen amazing views that no one else in the world will ever see. No one else will ever
stand. Lots of ice.
You know, but the one thing I do miss about Canada, other than the common courtesy and polite manners, is the Northern Lights. If you ever have a chance to see the Aurora Borealis, mm-hmm. it's stunning to see these colors go through the sky. It's very, very beautiful. But it's pretty, I think maybe I just missed a whole culture thing, like for the first part of my life, because I was so isolated. You know, we would have, remember, it's bitterly cold. It's like minus 50 Celsius, and they would test antifreeze up there. And we would play radio bingo, so we would call into the radio station when we had bingo. And the Iditarod, it's crazy for me to see that on TV. It's like, who's interested in that? We grew up with that. Who cares about the Iditarod? You know, the mush dogs?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So you're an ice skater.
Well, there's not a hell of a lot to do up there.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't have a lot of distractions, but skating, comedy, modeling, it's all pretty much the same thing. There's still an arc to all of this. There's an arc to the jump. There has to be a moment of humanity. You know, you can be a selfish skater and just skate for yourself, and it only means something to you. You can do that, you know, with comedy as well. But with all the things, I never meant to, it doesn't make sense just to have a crazy person, because Brenda's not crazy. This is her own insulated world. And same thing with Betty Bowers. I know that you're both huge fans of Betty Bowers.
We love
you,
Betty.
Know, America's
yes.
best Christian. She is so close to Jesus, they can flirt outrageously, knowing it won't go any further.
Who came first, Betty Bowers? But before we move on, though, I want to really get, you did work for Blades of Glory, the movie.
I skated. All the skating that you hear,
you're the you're the skate foaling person.
Yeah,
so you made the sounds for it?
Ice Princess too. So after they, when I get a rough cut of the film, and I bring that, they bring that out on the ice, and I'm hooked up to all these mics down my pants.
Ooh! Ooh.
my
Did you fart? I bet you fart. I would have done it on purpose. I was just
yeah, it's like there's a lot of gas on the ice skating rink.
So then I look at all the jumps, all the spins, and all the falls, and I know that was particularly hard because I just never fall. But, you know, the older you get, the harder it is to get your ass in the air. Just letting you know. When you go ice skating...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what you're talking about, girlfriend.
The jumps are the hardest.
I used to go ice skating in Puerto Rico. Would you believe that? For my birthday. They had an
really?
Ice skating rink, and I bit the ice, and I was, like, crying.
Aww.
On my like, 14th birthday or something. I was like, woo! And all my friends are like, what a sissy.
And did they come up to you? Did they stop and have shavings of snow all over you?
No, they just got, I just sort of huddled into off, you know, and cried.
Oh,
and
no. Do you need a hug?
I do need a hug today, Devin.
Oh, that's so sad. Were you bullied?
I was bullied, yes. You know, this is a weird thing. I don't want to get off topic, but mm-hmm. this What Not to Wear has brought out all the assholes from my past.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was this one guy who, I guess, went to the college with me, and he's like, we used to think you were such a freak, and now you have a hot husband. And I was like, good for you, Fausto, good for you. Like, real condescending Nellie Olson sort of thing. But that's what happens when you go to college in a conservative part of America, you know? Even though it's still Austin, Texas, which is a fabulous place. So Betty Bowers is America's favorite Christian. How did that character come to be?
He is America's best Christian, which
makes
her the world's best Christian.
Because America is kind of a superlative of, in and of itself, isn't it?
Truly. Well, look, at Betty can't really take credit for anything she says. It's just Jesus throwing his voice. All Betty does is clean up the awkward grammar and appallingly salty language.
What do you mean, salty language?
Look, Jesus said, "She who is without sin, cast the first stone," and that would be Betty. She's got a rock pile behind her.
Because Betty has a certain philosophy about prayer.
She definitely has, you know, she has a different set of fans than Brenda Dixon.
Now, do you get a lot of criticism from the Christians?
Christians come in many different shades and varieties. There's some Christians that want Betty to send her urine to them.
What? Really?
Yeah.
A big jar. How much urine?
I think she has a lady bladder. So,
so it would be like a film canister.
And Betty should definitely eat some asparagus before she sends that.
Make it nice and strong.
I think that's a term of endearment in some countries. And there's other Christians who wish to wear Betty's skin.
Oh, that's not good.
You know what? It's all across the board. The thing with...
Thank God you have those California anti-stalking laws.
Hey, look at... I'm wearing a... Betty is elusive. She gets around.
Well, the thing that I liked about the prayer thing was because a lot of people use prayer. It's not really, they don't use it necessarily for spiritual growth, which
correct.
I think is the point that you're trying to make is, but they use it because they want to get things. Like Jesus is Santa Claus.
Well, I've always felt this way, that belief in sort of this powerful being is sort of we develop as children. And so when we fail to grow up on a psychological level and let go of those sort of supernatural attachments, we become people like the real Betty Bowers, you know, and in a sense, we have this irrational connection to a all-powerful force. And we look to it just like the way we look to Santa Claus.
That is it. Exactly. And it's amazing that people, Betty is the highest truly form of satire. And it's fascinating that some people believe it's real.
You think somebody really does believe that Betty Bowers is real?
Fact.
Now, are they messing with you? You know, because it's the internet. They can say anything they want to.
Are they agreeing with Betty's message or not?
Obviously a lot of people agree and really love Betty because Betty Bowers is the voice of a lot of people. But remember, because it's a far end of the spectrum, there's always got to be a balance to it. So the other end of that spectrum is, you know, quite a ways away. So it's very, you can see, if you look at any of the comments at Betty Bowers, for any of the Betty Bowers videos on YouTube, they're different than Brenda Dixon. Brenda Dixon, honestly, people just love the welcome to my home, saying the lines, you know, talking like that, having these great quotes.
Saying vagine.
But Betty Bowers brings out this sort of like violent side in people.
You know what? People are 100% with her. It's not 100% 50-50. It's truly you're with her or you're against her.
So why do you think that inspires such a strong reaction from people?
Because it's probably closest to the truth.
Ooh. Why are we going straight to hell?
Well, I think Betty would be the one deciding if you're going or not. And well, I think we both know you're already there.
Well, I mean, why such a fascination? Why do you think, in getting into the mind of the sort of religious fundamentalist, why do you think that people that think that way tend to obsess so much on what their life will be like after they die, but don't really look at the quality of life they have now?
Well, see, that's the whole point, because if you're looking at any of the shows on cable television set, they say, yeah, you know what, in 50 years you'll be able to live to 200 years old. Well, if you're only living to 80 or 90 now, what are you doing to make it a really great 80, 90 years? What extra are you going to do with that extra 100 years?
I guess I'd be in bed with Joel Bryant.
Oh, wise move, my friend. I'll tell you, he puts out. Joel, he's a mouthful.
Is it hard?
Oh. Right in my messy cleft palate, my most deaf, my dirty old boots, my fuzzy mimosa, my busy furlough.
How did you and Joel meet?
Your husband. Well, whatever he says will be incorrect.
Okay.
Oh, because he'll put out some really dirty story. He seems like a real I feel like he's even dirtier than you are.
That's pretty hard.
It's hard to be, but like behind the scenes, you know, like he's the, you know, because he's like, you married like the a character actor Brad Pitt, essentially.
Yeah, really, trust me, I got the better end of this deal. That is a fact. He, and on top of it all, he's just a kind, you know, good man.
He's sweet, because when I met him and I grabbed his ass, he never flinched. He never freaked out. It was great. And you were very, very gracious about it, too.
Well, no, I was looking at his heart on. No.
Well, I have to say, we'll talk a little bit about your husband, because we're at the podcast convention where we met you in person. And, you know, not the most attractive bunch of people. So I saw him on the floor and I was just like, wow, there's somebody who's...
That's what I love about you. It's inhuman. It's ludicrous. Only shallow people don't judge by looks.
Well, no, but there's a lot of it. Very intelligent people there. A lot of charming people, a lot of it, but not the look side. A little.
They have computer programmers' bodies. Mm-hmm. You know
and
what I'm teachers, saying?
Right.
And a face for radio. You know.
Which yeah. And so I saw your husband. I was just like, wow, this guy's really hot. And
he
so
doesn't belong here.
And I was just, he doesn't belong here. And then later on that evening when we were at the music event, I saw him again. I said, Fausto, that's the guy I was telling you about. And then you came over and said,
and
hey,
we were stalking him.
We were talking, and then you like, meet my husband. I was just like, oh, don't mind if I do.
Well, so, I mean, you get a lot of gay guys going, it's like, you're a husband. Because you're like the ultimate like friend a gay man would want.
Oh, thank you.
And your husband sort of symbolizes the ultimate sexual fantasy a gay man would want. So is that like a sort of like create tension with your gay
you
friends?
Are you asking me for a foursome?
No, I'm just saying, like, with your gay friends, like, is it get weird sometimes? Because I mean, this guy
is it weird for you now?
Is it weird for you now?
Look, I told you, there's nothing. Honestly, there's very little other than probably racism or bigotry that offends me. There's pretty. It's open season.
Well, how do you guys get along? Because you guys work so much together, right?
I have to tell you, we are pretty blood. Because we're both very polite, and we're worker bees, and I'm a huge fan of Joel, and he's, you know, he knows that, that if I want to go to a neighborhood watch meeting for free punch at 10 o'clock at night, we're going.
What does that mean?
Honestly, I'm like, Joel, hey, wouldn't it be fun to play with dolphins? Okay. You know, he's just a very patient man. It's extremely supportive, and we're united front when we're out, because we're also a business together. We do our live comedy shows. Corporations hire us, clubs hire us, colleges hire us, all-male prisons hire us.
You performed in prison.
No, an all-male maximum security prison.
What was that like performing in prison?
Okay, when we got the invite, Joel deleted it immediately. And I was
yeah, because he didn't want you to see it.
Because he knows that you're crazy, batshit crazy enough to drag his ass into men's prison, and he would not survive. They would treat him like candy there. He's like currency in prison.
He got so eye-buggered. It's amazing. So we had a... I was like...
So you're digging through your spam filter.
The greatest thing ever. And he's like, Devin, are you... I'm like, this is the... I don't care if I don't do another show in our entire career. This is the show I want to do. And he's like, all right, let's do... I told you, he's a very patient man. So... we were rehearsing, and I'm like, oh my God, because we have an improv-based show, and I'm like, well, we can't really ask them, hey, where did you two meet? Where did you two last vacation? We were like, what can we even ask them? It was like, what's your favorite exercise?
I like to bench press.
What kind of jokes work there? Like shiv jokes? Do they respond well to that?
You know what? We had a list of things. I couldn't do anything sexual because that's cruel. And
what, because did you take that as an insult,
or because they can't fulfill those
because
sexual?
Because they can't look at. I don't.
Were you insulted?
As much as I wish to be a pinup girl, I don't wish to have, you know, Johnny Waxseed all over. You know.
Well, you were a model at one point in time, right?
Well, you still are.
I mean, a very chatty model.
You are a chatty model.
Yes, I had these. Yeah, I got to tell you, I really the first time.
I feel like you're having sex with your husband right now while we're talking. To
Look, I tried to do lingerie once.
Yeah,
ooh. And I was like, I'm from the Arctic, so I wore bloomers and thermal, and I tried it on, and I'm like, are you kidding? People wear this? And so I go out on the runway, and I literally say, I don't usually wear this. And I turn around and walk back, and then at the very end, there was something that twisted in my head that I really wanted people to stand out, you know, being completely with like hairy legs from my knee to my thigh. That didn't stand out enough. I looked like a one of those half horse people.
So it was a short career.
I did this little jump like a Reebok gazelle at the very end. Ludicrous.
Okay, so if I'm going to perform in prison, being a former runway model, what are some do's and don'ts?
Okay, I didn't know this. You're not allowed to bring in cell phone, communication device, anything at all like that. No F-bombs. No salacious talk like, hey, buddy, want a fistin'? Nothing like that.
So you couldn't say the word fuck?
You couldn't cuss?
No.
So you have to be sort of like peaceful in a sense. Soothing.
I didn't say peaceful. No, Joel and I are pretty respectful to whatever house we're in. We've done Hasidic Jewish temples where I had to be covered from my neck to my ankles.
Really? They let you perform there?
I know. It's shocking. Well, we lied to get in.
What did you lie about?
We said we were married.
And you weren't at the time?
We weren't at the time. We were just all shacked up.
You were living in sinful lust.
Well, we didn't even start living together for 7 years.
Because you guys worked together and dated for 7 years before living together?
Yeah, and then we got married at year 9, and this is year 10. We really had a great first. We really have a very fun time together.
And you just celebrated your anniversary recently, too, didn't you?
Yeah, 1 year anniversary.
Must be nice getting married.
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it, though? You know what? Here's an example.
What are you doing to fight? Or what are you doing to work for fighting Proposition 8, Devin? Damn it.
Are you going
to
vote no for Prop 8?
You better.
Yes, please, please.
You better tell all your friends.
I'm going to come down there. I became an American citizen. I vote in all the elections.
You do?
Yes.
That is so sweet.
Are you kidding? That's my civic duty. I'm very thankful. I'm very proud to be an American. I'm very happy. I'm still half Canadian. Like, you don't give up your Canadian citizenship.
Oh, so you can vote in Canada, too?
No.
Oh.
Because I'm not a resident any longer. But I take it very seriously, and I go to jury duty. I like try and be a very good citizen.
I think you just do it because you're nosy, like I am.
I am so curious. A perfect example, I had to get my little kitty cat, her teeth cleaned, and they put her out. So I asked the vet, I'm like, can I watch? They're like, no one's ever asked that before. Or Joel had a cyst removed. I was like, can I videotape this?
Did you videotape it?
Yeah, of course.
Was it really, really gross?
Look at, I'm all about the tree man. I'm all about two-headed babies.
Because I have a forum in our thread in our forum that says so trying to gross me out, and that seems to be the pretty much the thing that's really the grossest thing is people like lancing cysts and boils. And
but it's
like
hot
that.
Guys getting well, gross some things of them done are. To them.
It's devolved though, so now it's just gross.
Well,
guys.
Can you see Joel's like muscular torso as he's getting that cyst removed?
Oh please, I was mounting him.
Well, what? Are you put that up on YouTube yet?
No.
I want to see that.
Would you? You know, I'll send
I totally
you.
I want to see it.
Maybe I'll put a little something like that. Look at. I'm going to give you a perfect example of how patient Joel is.
Mm-hmm.
He asked. He's like, oh my God, we had a show. We had to get on the plane, and he's like, oh, I don't have time to hem these pants. I'm like, you know what? I can hem pants. You know what I can't do? Hem pants. I didn't realize how much work that bitch stitching is. So I stapled them all together. So we are going through LAX, the airport security, and it's going off. And they pulled Joel aside, and I didn't tell him that he had about 300 staples holding his pants.
Wow.
You know, duct tape works better when you're in a hurry.
Yes, well, now I know. Thank you.
You should have called me.
So these kind of things. So you know what? We just laugh at that kind of stuff. There's not really much else to do because it's done with all sincerity and laziness that I possess. it really is, you cocoa finger, red roving, carpal tunnels.
What? I don't know what that meant, but I liked it.
I don't know what that meant either.
So you are sort of a YouTube celebrity, and a lot of people feel that you know, you can have the world's greatest video, but if nobody sees it, nobody gets to see it. So a lot of this is a question I ask all the YouTube celebrities. How do you? What are some ways that you promote your fabulous videos?
Well, I go to the lowest common denominator, and then I lower it by even being more common.
So being you're talking about content in the sense, like what you making being obscene or.
You know what? I try and honestly, I am so thankful that people watch. So if they write, and if I have time, I'll write them back. And more importantly, when I put up my store, the Faceful of Fashion store with the best quotes from all the videos, people started sending me photos of them wearing the T-shirts. And I will, honestly, if people do that, if you buy a T-shirt from the Faceful of Fashion store, it's on the website, you send me a photo with you wearing it, I'll call you. So I call Australia, I call England, I call all over the world. I am so thankful. And there's this one guy, he's so sweet. He had his driver's license with I Have a Huge Vagine on his T-shirt on his driver's license. So if you go, Jeremy... Jeremy put up on the on Facebook the Devin Green fan club. He's been so great. So this fan club, there's all these crazy photos, my head on Brenda's body, and people wearing the T-shirts. I have to say, it is so much fun. But I did want to mention maybe a little something that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Martin, he is a tremendous artist and animator, and I thought, hey, what about having a talking vagine animated interviewing celebrities maybe from the 70s? So if I got rid of Johnny Carson and I put this animated vagine who has like beautiful brown hair and she has a hood ornament with the letter V, and in her hand she waves around a carrot, and she may cry, the vagine may cry, she may have tears, she may get a paper cut. Who knows? So that may be coming out next.
I don't wait a second. Hold on a second. So you're gonna have you're gonna actually have a talking vagina?
Yes, that will be the talk show, the vagine will be animated, but the interviewee from the 70s won't be.
Okay.
Oh well.
How are we gonna find out about that? DevinGreen.com.
I am gonna finger fuck you when that's going out.
Okay. It's D E V E N Green.
I will be all over you very, very hard.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to it. But if anybody's looking for the videos, my friends over at Coldcast.tv, they put them up. So you don't have to convert it or anything. All the Welcome to My Home videos are up on iTunes right now.
Will you do another? Like, is there any more Brenda Dixon stuff out there that you'd be able to parody, or is that the only thing she ever really did?
That's a well-run dry. Yes.
Oh no! Oh no! Dig deep. I've got another one.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
When's that coming out?
Very soon.
How soon?
She's holding on to it, so it qualifies for an Oscar.
Yes, I think it would. Did you have an important question for me?
Yeah.
No,
I felt like you were on the verge of something.
Is it another kind of thing, like a Welcome to My Home kind of thing, or is it something else?
No, it's going to be the next in the series. I think it's going to be Welcome to My Evil Twin.
Ooh.
Oh, so it's like an evil universe Brenda Dixon.
Yes.
With are you going to put like a goatee? Because your evil twin always has a goatee.
Now, if Brenda said, hey, you know, Devin, do you want to go and have lunch sometime? Would you go out and have a little lunch date with her?
She might be listening to this. So be careful what you say.
A, I doubt it. And B, if it was videoed. Okay, look it. I did have a crazy thought. I thought, wow, wouldn't it be fun? Because nobody really knows what I look like, because in all the videos online, I'm in wigs, and who would really recognize me from my voice until I say, you know, well, hello.
Well, you're actually very attractive, though.
Oh, I know. Thank you.
Even though you're a former
in Hollywood.
Big mouth model. Now, did you hear about Madonna? She's breaking up with, she and Guy Ritchie are on the splits. They're breaking up. In case you, I know
you
live
heartbroken?
I'm not heartbroken. I really don't care, but I mean,
I
happy.
I think you do care though, but does that shake your foundation?
No, because I really think that this woman named Madonna is not exactly the most easy person to be in married to. So I'm surprised. I just think Guy Ritchie should get an award for being a very patient man. Should
well,
be canonized.
Here's the difference. You can be like, obviously, I'm very creative and an artist, but at the same time, we just got cable TV, so I'm watching some of these programs now, and some of the women on there on the reality shows are such snatch faces. And if they're trying to do it under the auspices of, well, I'm a powerful woman, you don't have to call me bitch, you wouldn't call a man that. Well, you know what? A guy wouldn't be so disrespectful to those around. And I got to say, when people have really poor manners or very discourteous, that I will always back away from. And at this point in my life, I can walk away from, you know, anything. Joel and I do a lot of shows, and I'm pretty sure that we're going to be doing a lot more of the live sort of Brenda Dixon video shows.
So is he going to play like her estranged husband or
he's going to be the host, and I'll be the character throughout. So it'll be like our live comedy duo, but it'll just have the whole Brenda Dixon theme to it. So he'll be the host of it.
So let me give you a little bit about behind the scenes. Guy Ritchie said that making love to Madonna was like cuddling with a piece of gristle.
And, are you serious?
Yeah.
And that's what his friends are quoted as saying. Friends. We don't know if he's actually said
Well, she
it.
Also said he's been, she said on stage in Boston that he's, you know, this song's dedicated to somebody really immature and real, you know,
emotionally retarded.
Emotionally retarded is the word she said. And she said, I know you can think of someone. You know.
Oh, hello, hookers.
But the big thing was that when they were having really hard times, Madonna got her Kabbalah rabbis involved in doing marriage counseling. And the rabbis suggested that Guy Ritchie should always be, in quotes, subordinate to his wife's wishes. Uh-oh. The source said Guy Ritchie thought it was just mumbo jumbo. He was so appalled that she wanted her religion to intervene. He walked out of the session and he said he's become disillusioned with the religion which he originally embraced to please his wife.
Now, how do you feel? Should Joel be subordinate to you?
Because you're a powerful diva.
Well, look it. When I got together with Joel, I truly was liberated because I honestly, I never wanted to change him, as I did many other people.
You are genetically a woman, right?
I honestly.
You were born a girl, right?
Oh, she's skirting the question.
Hot pockets. Yeah.
Because, you know, we've had guests on the show for years that we didn't realize was a
well, that's another story.
That's another story. But it's like, you never know. Well, you know, unless you have a baby with that person, you don't know what they are.
What I'm sporting down there. Look, I have the body of a 12-year-old. I understand that. I'm a tall praying mantis greyhound with A cups.
You're thin.
Listen, yeah, but this is the thing. I think because you were telling me that you feel like you're a skinny girl.
Yeah.
And your husband is a short guy, short muscular guy. Well, and I think like those kind of couples work really well together.
He's Popeye,
though.
And I'm olive oil.
Oh, that's interesting.
No, listen. This is what we dress up for on Halloween. You know, all the girls are like, I'm a hooker waitress. I'm a hooker Snow White. I'm a hooker.
And you're a hooker olive oil?
No. No, I'm a, like, I really can look like olive oil. But Joel, because his forearms are so deliciously meaty. They are very meaty. That he really looks like, you
Robin
know,
Williams.
Do you shave his head? For Popeye?
Is that an analogy for something?
No. Or do you put a bald cap on him?
Yes, I do. I'm a nippler. You know what? It's interesting about that Madonna. You know, you just saying that quote, the only thing that sprang to mind was it seems that there's you know, when you stop at emotional intelligence, there's girls at a certain point, they realize, oh, I'm going to cry. I get whatever I want when I cry. And when they try and do that in their 30s, not so pretty. You know, Or in their 50s.
But, I mean, you know, do you think that's because a lot of religion is supposed to bring people together? I mean, a lot of priests and rabbis talk about sin is defined as separating people. And it seems in this case that this religious belief actually separated the couple. And you live in Hollywood,
yep.
And you see a lot of people being swayed batshit yep. crazy by one religion to another.
Yep.
I mean, what do you have to say? Because you are very qualified to talk about this.
If you have a borderline personality... and you have no personal parameters around you, this is not the place for you.
Don't go to L.A.
This is, you know, you have to, because so many people come here with the idea, I'm going to do anything to get ahead, or this is what I have to do to get ahead, instead of, hey, how about just being talented? How about working? How about that?
Well, does that drive you crazy?
You know, you have to understand, I grew up as a pro athlete, so I have a mindset of being very competitive with myself. And that's truly, I know how to break down my own work, so I really am focused on really trying to do something good that people will totally dig. So I don't really get sucked into things that easily, you know.
What is your greatest shortcoming?
How talented I am. No. That I truly am insincere. No.
We're not going to get an honest answer out of you, are we?
Just give her some time. She's just dancing around.
Let's peel this onion.
Why would I start now?
What do you feel? Because you're breaking apart your comedy work. What is that thing that you go, oh, God, I wish I didn't do that?
Well, that's very interesting that you bring that up. With the live shows, you know, Joel and I, we do an hour-long show or a half-hour, you know, 45-minute show. So at any point, we can change the dynamic. You know what
so
I mean?
So it can become sad and tragic.
No. So we never look back and go, oh, my God, we don't have shows of that nature. And with the videos, I've done actually... two other ones that I completed, and then I waited a couple of days, and I never posted them because after a couple of days, I looked at them again, and they didn't make me laugh as much as the other ones, and I destroyed them.
So is this a situation you're not like uploading them and letting God sort them out?
Speaking of letting God,
so you're sort of like in the situation that you're very guarded about what you post on the internet.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to have a ton of shit that's going to come back to haunt me. Trust me. You know, like my first acting role. Can I tell you very quickly? I had white, straight-up hair. I had a fake rat tail braided in. I was playing a drug dealer. Here's my line. He's in the back, okay? You know what I thought I would do with this line? I thought I would put an accent, an inadvertently inappropriate accent on this line. So it sounded, he's in the back.
What kind of accent is that?
It was a Canadian-Jamaican. Canadian. It was a hybrid accent. Completely. I'm sure that will come out at some point. Horrific. No, but for the Brenda videos, for the Welcome to My Home videos, no, I wouldn't put anything out that I'm not, that doesn't make me laugh. You can see I'm not on a schedule that I have to get these done once a week. You know, I want them to be inspired, and I really, you have no idea, the fans have been so great that I really want something that they're going to come back and go, oh, Devin, I love it so much. I quote this line. I got my folks into it. You know, I love that. So I want to make sure that they have something, like for our own little cult, that they're going to go out and wear a T-shirt, and when I see them wearing it, you know what I mean? That it's our own, like, special little thing.
What do you, are you usually improvising a lot of the dialogue, or do you write it out mostly?
Well, that is a very good question. I don't usually listen to the whole original one, like what they're really saying. The one exception was Welcome to My Face Off, when she had the cucumber. I tried to do that line, the first thing I thought of when I saw it, and I couldn't, it was so asinine. I couldn't stop laughing. I had to do it over and over, so at some point I just had to go, you know what, I have got to move it. And so when you hear that one, you'll hear me actually laughing, and that was probably about the fifth take. But I don't do more than that, because it needs, for me, I want it to feel fresh and inspired and spontaneous, which is what it is.
Now, are you editing and recording all this stuff, engineering it at home?
Yeah. Yeah.
Girl.
And I know for a fact, from what I hear, Betty Bowers, same thing. I know that Betty Bowers, well, A, she's rich. She has a studio.
She's rich, she has a studio, she has a green product.
She has her OMG TV studio. And what's tonight? Monday? She must be doing her meeting. I think she has BASH, Baptists Against Sluts and Homos. She's got a busy agenda.
She's incredible. Hey, there's a new TV show that's coming out soon. Are you familiar with The Amazing Race?
The Amazing Race?
Yeah, the TV show, The Amazing Race, reality TV show.
Oh, Joel and I to go on it? Is that what you're going to say?
No. But I hope you don't get on they're having an offshoot of this, and I hope neither of you guys get on it. And it's called Live Life Like You're Dying, and it's going to feature a person who has been given a terminal diagnosis with a finite amount of time to live, and they're going to take them on the last adventure of their life. And the adventure is going to include reunions with, like, old friends and family and stuff like that. So, yeah, what a way to go.
So it's like This Is Your Life, but
your life's almost over.
But you're dying at the end of the show.
Yeah, I don't know if they show you actually dying. But
this reminds me of that PBS documentary about that gay couple, mm-hmm. where one partner was dying mm-hmm. from AIDS, and he videotaped the last months of his life, mm-hmm. including to the point where he actually died.
Oh, really?
And you can see his body kind of like moving, and then all of a sudden freezing. And he's like, and he's singing, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine." And he's singing to him, and as he's dying, and he's sobbing, "Devin, I was a mess, honey. I was no good."
Look at, are you two saucy booze hounds?
Oh,
do you need some sauce right now? You know, here's the thing. I also get cast for things, but I tell my agents, I'm like, please. I am not the kind of person who's going to say, not without my baby. I'll never be on Lifetime. I told you, I'm very insincere. People rarely know I'm telling the truth. To start off with, could you imagine me going out for any line that has to do with But this is my dying breath. This is what I want. You know?
Because it would sound insincere.
Give me a Pepsi Cola.
There's another website I think you should introduce Betty Bowers to it. She definitely needs to hear about it. It's called Christian Nymphos.
Oh.
So it's a blog for Christian women who are nymphomaniacs for the love of their husband.
No.
They're for women with excessive sexual desire for their husbands.
They've never met a zipper that didn't need a good tug.
But only with their husbands.
What's the URL?
It's like christianinfos.wordpress.com. It's
a
blog.
Oh, it's one of those.
I know.
Register. You know, this is a little advice to people out there. Mm-hmm. Register your name as a domain name. It costs like $7 to $8.
Really?
I mean, mm-hmm. really.
They say
and register the misspelling of your name.
Right. You should definitely own Devin Green.
Yes.
And have it redirect to your site, because what that happened to right. us on What Not to Wear. The right. producers screwed us and put feistoffools.net. And so I went ahead and bought the domain name and have it redirecting to our site.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, it's just Devin, D-E-V-E-N, like 7-Eleven, open 24.
Oh, that's a remember. It's Devin like Devin, but with Green. A D, like no, seven.
Devin with- Green. It shouldn't be that difficult. Oh, you know what? I was so glad that you guys came over here. I was really glad that you were in Los Angeles today.
I love going to Los Angeles.
Well, you can see how big and beautiful. Why don't you come into the bedroom with me, and you can see my IKEA, you can see my whore boots, and you can see the costumes. So would you like to pick out something to wear, and you two can do a little fashion show for me?
Oh, yes. I think I'll have this one here.
Can I put on some whore makeup on you?
Just a little bit. I don't like the whory look too much.
Yes, I'm a little too old for that look you sport. Do you think you can be friends with me, Devin?
Could you pose first?
Do you want me How's posing this? From the side or from the front?
Well, you know, I'm a fan of full frontal.
Well, do you want me with my legs spread out wide or just tight?
How about this?
How about your legs akimbo?
Like the Teenage Mutant Ninja
Shall
Turtles.
Shall I fluff them a little bit for the photo shoot?
I would need to see a full face. Of course.
I want to do like a little sort of a quasi pornographic photo shoot with you.
I would do that.
You know, this is my concept. I want to make porn that doesn't involve sex, but that looks really like disturbing and weird and freaky, but doesn't actually have any nudity or people actually having
That's
sex.
That's PG porn. They're making it right now.
No, okay. But like, see, this is what I convinced some. Chris Crocker, when he's coming to Chicago, we're gonna.
Oh, I love Chris.
We're gonna fill up a bathtub with Hershey's chocolate syrup and splosh around it and play with bananas and whipped cream.
May I please throw my hat into the ring with
yes.
you?
Yes.
hold on. It's come to me.
Yes.
It's come to me. Okay. The three of us are sitting like at a beach scene, and we're sitting on our hot cross bottoms. So we're sitting on our bum with our legs open, and we're shucking oysters and clams.
Okay, and then what happens?
And then the mama bear puts the...
I'll play the mama bear.
Oh!
And I'll have the intimate scene with Joel. So Joel's going to be on TV this later this month.
Oh, you know what? He's on a lot. He did like long-term relationship. He was in Monk, Las Vegas.
He plays a dead body on Law and Order, didn't he?
No.
The one that had like the dildo shoved in its mouth.
No, that was somebody else.
Oh no, that was the guy from Project Runway. What was his name?
That's a fantasy.
No, that's it. Really
what
did happen.
Think of this last one. Should Leanne have won with her waves?
I think she should have won. I liked her waves.
Yeah. Now,
because they were very vagine, weren't they?
That's all I could think of.
I was like vagine.
I thought she did win.
She did win.
Oh, okay.
But she's asking, do you think she should? Because a lot of people are still saying, like, you know, Corto should have won. But
I just thought they were all kind of, you know, it's hard to follow up Christian Siriano.
Very true. That's very difficult casting. It'll be interesting to see how it'll play out with them being in Los Angeles.
But let me tell you something. Now
what?
That we
Los
are.
Los Angeles?
What? Are they doing in L.A. next year?
I believe so.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know.
Now, I got to tell you something, though. Now that we are reality TV stars, it's like joining the Freemasons.
It is.
And it was like
there's
that
a
night.
Secret handshake.
What?
Okay, so after, at the end of the party, Jim Varros comes over and it was like something in his mind shifted.
Hit me.
And now instead of like being like, you know, the famous friend that I have, it was more like he was sharing with me like as a peer.
Oh, oh my God. You've worked me up into a lather.
Girl, you got to get on reality TV.
You got to get on. So I want you to like totally pretend like you're a seamstress and get on Project Runway and get kicked off the first episode.
Pretend like you're dying.
No.
You could do that.
I want Devin to be in, like on Project Runway and be like, at the end of, after the first episode, do you guys have a hot glue gun I can put those together?
Some staples.
Oh, I would just go in and sabotage.
Let me help you with that.
They should do that next season. Just have people that have absolutely no skill whatsoever and put them on teams with other people.
Oh, my God. That be is like, what? So perfect. You know what?
Oh, my God.
I have to say, to be nefarious is probably my greatest asset.
I don't even know what that means, but I like it.
Nefarious means...
because I'm inscrutable.
You got like a lot of these $10
you
words.
You got them that highfalutin fancy language, though, but Barack Obama likes to
you
use.
You stop being truculent, you.
Did you get an education up there in Canada?
She's an Ivy League.
Look at some
Seven
I'll tell
Sisters.
You, the words, my accent comes out at the very word, like I just said, Project Runway.
Project?
Project.
Is that Canadian?
Yes, it's Canadian.
Project?
That's why they have to overdub her when she's in movies and television.
With the American accent. But you don't say South.
I actually double dub myself. You know what? I would
What's
really
that?
Love to do a photo session. That's what I would really love to do.
A Brenda Dixon photo session or a Devin Green?
No, with the two of you. We can
let's
have something
do it.
With
let's
carrots and hot pants.
I want to do it like that. You know what? This is a new concept that's being picked up on blogs a lot.
What?
Is the moving photo. So you have motion picture, right? You have videos, you have photographs. The idea, the concept of a moving photo is that it's like a still image, only it's the subject is breathing and living. And so you can post these up on Flickr.
And so you don't move very much.
You don't move very much, but it's sort of like that scene in Losing My Religion at the end of the video where they're all kind of like posing.
Yeah,
but the camera's rolling.
Or like in Harry Potter, how those paintings kind of moved or would talk to you and stuff like that. So one of those kinds of things.
You
know,
Devin,
we're also really, really big fans of cake sitting. So if you could make a video where you sit on a cake, and I know you're on a diet, so it's the perfect diet because you don't actually eat the cake. You just sit on it.
I don't eat solid food.
Will you sit on a cake for me until the war ends in Iraq, until we have marriage equality, we need to be sitting as many cakes as we can. Sit on a cake for justice.
Is this your dying wish? Before you die?
It's my living wish. I'm all about it, here in the moment. I'm
Do
a concrete thinker like Shirley
Do
Phelps.
Do it now.
Do it now for
Do
me.
It. Make
Devin.
It happen. What are you waiting for? Why don't you empower me?
Devin, I am empowering you to sit on a cake for me. Please.
Do you
please,
care
sister,
what
please.
It is?
I like chocolate cakes, but you can do whatever you want.
Whatever's cheap. Just go to the grocery store. Don't spend more than $10 and make sure you get the words and say it really quick. You know, this is my new trick. I go to the, when I buy a cake, I say, you know, you say something like, please don't mess this up on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
And you have them write that on the cake. And then when you pick it up, you're like, lady, I was talking to you. I didn't ask you to write that on the cake. You know?
Because usually I just do tricks in a toilet cubicle.
Or like you have them write, my name, Fausto, underneath, Furnos, happy birthday. And they're like, you want all that on the cake? And I'm like, yeah. And so when I picked up the cake, my last birthday, the woman was like freaked out.
Perfect.
And I was like, lady, what the fuck is wrong? What kind of operation do you guys have here? Are you retarded?
Oh, that is good.
Isn't that good? And then you can record it.
Hey, when are you Pussycats coming to Los Angeles again?
We're hopefully in February.
March. We will.
We're trying to work out some deals.
We want to be there for like a good period of time.
Yeah, because then we can do a full photo session, not just you two rooting through my closet today. Like, why don't we come back? Like, let's go back out. We'll sit by the fire.
Okay.
And I'll make you a dark and stormy. It's spiced rum with ginger beer and lime.
Yum.
Yum.
You know what's good in my mouth?
My dick.
Oh my god.
I can't believe I'm flirting with a married lady.
I know.
I'm a fucking lady.
A lady. I just don't want this show to end.
I know.
No, don't go anywhere.
We're not
come
going
here.
Anywhere. We have to end
turn
the show.
Fire, get the fire a little higher. Crank that up a little
I
bit.
I know. It's like we can do, I want to do like a Holly YouTube celebrity jacuzzi party.
You want some Yuletide?
I know. So like when you're walking around and you're going to auditions,
yeah.
On your resume, do you put like, I am the Brenda Dixon lady?
Yeah, that's exactly what I write.
Hire me, please.
A lot of, I gotta tell you, there's been Oscar award winners, Emmy award winners, casting directors now. They call me in, and I'll be in for an hour, and they just want to, like, chit-chat.
Oh, it's all about the meeting out in Hollywood,
oh,
isn't
I
it?
I hate that aspect.
You just meet, yeah.
You know, honestly, as long as they're cool people, obviously they have something going for them if they, you know, dig these videos. We have something in common. And, you know, because of where I'm from, I'm really curious about other people, how they grow up. I really, I don't mind. Someone's, you know, cool. I'm up for getting down. You know that about me.
I think
me.
It's mm-hmm. really about exploration, isn't it? In the sense that we're exploring, yeah. like, all these kind of personalities and people?
Well, I just need to know what brought them to this point. How could you, because I didn't realize how yeah. different people are. Because in Canada, there's more of a commonality. And in the States, everybody is just so radically different. You know, like, so very, very different. And I just love to hear other people's stories, but more than anything, I love to hear people's fuck-upedness. I want to cut to the quick. There's a guy that I found out when he's driving that when he sees a telephone pole out of his periphery, he opens his mouth and eats it while he's driving.
And you saw him do this?
This is what he's revealed, and I'm like, that's messed up.
That's like OC.
So OCD.
OCD,
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Well, I would say that probably, you know, if you're on the fringe, you're probably attracted to this type of industry of sanity.
Well, you know what? I like to just do good work, and you can't really have that if you're... too crazy.
Because I was watching one of those, you know, celebrity obsessed cable television channels.
Which one? Yes.
And they were doing like the five richest women in Hollywood, and like Madonna only like net worth is like $300 million, and I'm like, there are so really? Many rich, like the world's that in compared to like the rich people of right. the world is peanuts.
Yeah.
But still, $300 million is a lot of money
to you and me. But I'm saying, but to
in
the elite,
in the grand scope of things,
it's peanuts. Yeah. And so I'm saying, like, you know. You're, you know, it's, if you're attracted to show business because you think like all your problems are going to disappear or you're going to become wealthy, it's like the people who are successful in this industry mm-hmm. or perceived to be successful, they're some of the most miserable son of a bitches.
You know what? You know? That was a huge lesson. When I started performing, because, you know, we perform, we're hired by, you know, celebrities for private events and things like that, or just working with them on a project. To see a lot of them have a black heart or they've been affected. There's like few exceptions where someone is like actually nicer than you see on TV. And the one that I can tell you, is a friend of ours, it's Marion Ross. You think she was sweet as Mrs. Cunningham on Happy Days? She is twice as nice and an exceptional actress. We saw her in a play about Edna St. Vincent mm-hmm. Millay. Dynamite actress. But that was that's what I love about LA, like to see these real gems. But the best lesson I got was don't ever put anybody on a pedestal, you know, and realizing the depth of depravity in Los Angeles. I have to find out for myself, though.
Well, that's kind of what attracts me about Los Angeles, though. Everybody has a little project. Mm-hmm. Everyone's working on something. And to me, as a homeschooler, That's very appealing.
Oh.
You know, because I homeschooled for a couple of years. And so, like, in Chicago, I lived in Chicago and I lived in Austin. And these are kind of like slacker cities in some sense. And so you have people that are like, dude, I'm like, finally next year, I'm going to put together my band and it's going to rock, you know? And you're like, ugh.
Because we are always interested in finding people that have their projects going on.
Oh, and yeah.
Can I tell you, that's our secret thing. Joel and I, when we meet somebody, that's what we say. Oh, how's your project going? And then they start talking for about half an hour straight.
And you have no idea what their project is.
We just met them. Everybody's got something on the go, or to make it seem like, look at all the hype around me. Look at me. Look at me. I call my own answering machine to listen to me. Me, me, me. Look at, I'm in the holding up the mirror. Holy shit. You know what? You talked for half a fucking hour. You didn't even ask what her names were. You know?
I like that, though.
That's such an odd... That just seems ludicrous to me.
That's why I like the Podcasters Conference when it was in California, because you would have so much more of those freaks, you know?
You'd go up to them, hi, and then you'd talk to them, and then they'd say, let me tell you about my podcast.
And that was my new YouTube video series or stuff like that. And it's always like, man, you are swimming in the deep end of the pool, aren't you?
It's like everybody's 6 years old.
I got a new Malibu Stacy.
Right. And what kind of microphone do you use? Huh? And what is your software? And how many people do you have? Well, how are you going to monetize it?
can we just say the word monetize is dead?
Monetize.
Thank you.
I hate that word. It's so stupid. It's like,
how about death knell bolt. We need a bell that sounds like a death knell.
Well, there's nothing wrong with selling ads or having, you know, selling merchandise or paying
for some money.
I want to make some money, honey.
You should be able to figure it out. It's not like, you know, look at, you had a day job and you expected your fart video to make you a millionaire. Guess what? No.
Yeah, you'd be shocked to see where these YouTube celebrities live.
Really?
Ooh, honey. It's like, I feel like Meryl Streep. I keep getting these People's Choice Podcast Awards and I still sleep in a cardboard box.
Hobos, they're not really people, are they?
Oh, Devin, it's been wonderful.
Oh, you guys are so sweet, and I will thank you on behalf of Joel. And make sure you check out Betty Bauer's videos. And, of course, go to Devin Green, DevenGreen.com, and join us on Facebook, the group that we have. The fan club on Facebook, we actually have a lot of fun. And I guarantee you, if you buy a t-shirt, take a photograph.
And you'll call them?
I call all over the world. I truly am so thankful. The fans have been really, really cool. And honestly, it feels weird even calling people fans, because most of them end up being my friends. They're just really cool people to chit-chat with or, you know, hang out with if I'm in another city.
So are you calling like Sri Lanka or India? Or?
No, you know where it is? Australia, Germany, England, Canada, and all over the state.
So they're like, Brenda Dixon, oh, you're so funny. Talk to me about your home, please.
Tell me of your vagina.
Talk to me about your vagina.
Look at your talent.
Brenda, I've been obsessed with your videos for so many years.
So do you get people buying like multiple shirts and they're like, you gotta call me again?
Not yet, but now you've just put the idea in there.
I know, some people will. Maybe I should start doing that. That's a good gimmick.
Hey, I know. It's gimmick. Are you kidding? I honestly...
It's a way of saying thank you.
Right.
And it couldn't have come at a better time. And I know, you know, it's even though it's like only $20, but, you know, well, I can still do it before I get too big.
And it's cheaper for them than phone sex.
Well, honey, if you just get too big, just go to the bathroom and stick your finger down your throat.
Thank God. Mark and Fausto have the answer.
Devin, big hugs and kisses to you. We're going to leave you with Katy Perry, one of the boys. It's from her album, One of the Boys. And it's available through our website, feastoffools.net. Katy Perry is fierce. She's a diva like Devin Green.
That's right.
And today's Feast of Fools is also brought to you in part by Steamworks, Gym, Sauna, and Baths.
Release the pressure.
Saca la presión. Steamworks.
I love you, boys.
Wait, stay here. We're doing the ad here.
Steamworks is open 365 days a year to men 18 and over in Berkeley, Chicago, Toronto, and now Seattle, Washington.
When you're ready to play, Steamworks is there for you.
Visit steamworksonline.com and register to get a discount on your next visit. Enter Feast of Fools in the promo code field to get the special discount. And remember, play hard, play smart.
So you go to steamworksonline.com and you register there, and you type in Feast of Fools on the promo code field, and what they do is they send you free shit. Like, so you can get your dick sucked.
Well, not you, but...
Well, your husband's there.
It's for men only.
If you feel like your husband, you know, your husband's nagging at you, just send him to Steamworks. And he'll come back crying.
Devin, it's always a pleasure. I want to remind people, too, to vote for us starting
Wednesday. Midnight.
At midnight at podcastawards.com.
And once a day per computer, IP, and email address.
Yes.
So don't cheat. Be sweet. Devin Green, you are America's sweetheart. We love you.
Thank you so much. You're going to have to definitely come back on the show.
Okay, I'll see you at our photo session, boys.
Wonderful.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Make out with me.